having trouble meeting someone special?
In no way, shape, or form do I feel any feelings of intimacy towards you in any way whatsoever.
Why not try it in a second language?
What's happening, hot stuff?
Pop-up Chinese. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
Hi, I'm Brendan.
大家好,我是Echo.
And today we've got an elementary lesson which explores themes of loyalty and jealousy and, you know, frankly, speaking as somebody from the city of brotherly love, the dialogue kind of weirds me out. Let's get into it.
哎,你弟弟长得挺帅的哈。你什么意思?
没,我就是说他长得好看而已。你注意点,他是我的。
哎,你弟弟长得挺帅的哈。你什么意思?没,我就是说他长得好看而已。你注意点,他是我的。Okay, we're back. Let's just go through this line by line very quickly so that we can see what's going on here. The first line is...
哎,你弟弟长得挺帅的哈。哎...
你弟弟长得挺帅的哈。Hey,
your younger brother is pretty handsome, huh?
你什么意思?
你什么意思啊?
What do you mean by that?
没,我就是说他长得好看而已。No,
I'm just saying he's good looking, that's all.
你注意点,他是我的。
Watch it. He's mine. Okay, let's go back and listen to this one more time, and then we'll come back with some notes on this dialogue.
哎,你弟弟长得挺帅的哈。你什么意思?没,我就是说他长得好看而已。你注意点,他是我的。
All right, so vocab-wise, there are a couple of things that are worth looking at. The first is just the way he says, your brother is pretty handsome. But he doesn't say is, he says looks.
你弟弟长得挺帅的哈。长得。
And we're going to get into this more in a minute. But for now, 长得 is just to describe somebody's physical appearance.
没错。 Right?
Literally, it's they've grown this way. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of lines down, he says, I'm just saying he's good-looking is all.
我就是说他长得好看而已。And
the last two words in the Chinese for is all.
而已。我就是说他长得好看而已。Right,
and so you use this if you're emphasizing that something's just not important or
right,
not much.
Right, and you usually put that at the end of the sentence.
Right, so I'm just saying...
我就是说...
And then whatever, and then 而已.
而已, right.
Is all.
Mm-hmm. 我就是说他长得好看而已.
So those are the big takeaways, especially this pattern, just and then 而已.
就是而已.
Now for the rest of the podcast, we're going to be talking about people and the way they look.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have all kinds of fun describing people. So we've already got handsome.
帅.
And then a couple of lines down, we also learn how to say good-looking.
好看.
Now, the opposite of 好看.
难看.
Yeah, and note that it's not bad-looking, it's literally...
Hard-looking.
Hard to look at, right? Yeah. Difficult to look. 难看.
难看.
So instead of saying your younger brother is pretty good-looking, let's say your younger brother is pretty ugly.
你弟弟长得挺难看的。Or
just, he's not good-looking.
他长得不好看。Right,
mm-hmm. Instead of saying 难看, which is flat-out ugly,
right.
We can just say not good-looking.
不好看。And
you get somebody like, say, Zhang Ziyi,
mm-hmm.
Right? Most people, if they're really being honest, will say Zhang Ziyi is pretty good-looking.
张子怡很好看。
But if you ask people in Beijing, they'll say she's very normal.
他长得很一般。一般。
I think
他很好看。
Yeah, I think people are just being jealous. If we want to keep on in the positive vein, besides good looking, we've also got beautiful.
漂亮。
And then beyond beautiful, we've also got sexy.
性感。You think it's beyond beautiful?
In terms of acceptability, like you can say, you can tell somebody to their face that they're beautiful, and it doesn't necessarily mean anything. But if you tell somebody that they're sexy, yeah.
但你知道吗？中国人很不习惯这个词。
I see it a lot. I mean,
where?
Just, you know, in media, in a lot of reports. I mean, it's a new word. It's not
familiar. It's a new word, yeah. It's new to Chinese people.
Yeah, but don't worry.
We're getting used to it.
Yeah, if American media is anything to go by, you guys will be totally in about 20 years. Anyway, the word for sexy is...
性感.
My coworker is sexy.
我的同事很性感.
His girlfriend is pretty cool.
他的女朋友很酷.
Cool, it's cool. It's the same word. It's a sound blend.
很酷.
We've now equipped you with a bunch of words that you can use in talking about other people and commenting on how they look.
没错。
Just do a quick review. We've got good looking.
好看。
Ugly.
难看。
Normal.
一般。
We've got handsome, as in your younger brother's pretty handsome.
帅。你弟弟长得挺帅的。
Cool.
Cool.
We've got beautiful.
漂亮.
Sexy.
性感.
And that's it. Let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time, and then we'll come back with some closing thoughts.
哎，你弟弟长得挺帅的哈。
你什么意思？
没，我就是说他长得好看而已。
你注意点，他是我的。
Right, no, Echo, I don't know if you've noticed, but one of the things I first noticed when I came to China is that people here really don't mind describing people very accurately.
You mean...
I mean, like, you know, some people, I've had friends tell me they'll go to a store and, you know, they'll try to buy a shirt or something, and people are just like, you're too fat.
你穿不了这个。
Yeah, you're not going to wear it. You're too fat. Just like...Right out with it.
真的吗？
Yeah.
但是他们，你的朋友一定是男的，对吧？
No.
女的？
Yeah.
Oh my god. 但我觉得一般他们对女孩子会比较客气。
Well, my friend was in the Northeast, so maybe that was why too.
但是我觉得如果是女客人，卖东西的人会说美女。
Well, yeah, okay. So
you'll always call you 美女.
Yeah, salespeople will address you as 美女, but they'll also tell you if you're too fat. And so, you know, it's the same way with...
美女, 你太胖了.
Yeah. So, I mean, with the words that we went over today, you know, some of them are, you know, fairly harsh. Like, 难看, I've always been struck by how harsh that is. Like, not just ugly, but hard to look at.
美女, 你真的太难看了。
Yeah, okay, well, maybe people wouldn't say that.
I don't think so.
But, you know, people will be fairly blunt about saying, you know what your problem is? Your problem is that you're ugly. I like that, personally. I find it refreshing. But, yeah, anyway, after today's lesson, hopefully you now have these tools at your disposal to either compliment or insult people as you see fit.
Right.
If you have any questions, if there are words that we...didn't cover that you'd like to know.
Or if you have some special experience.
Yes.
Yeah, you can leave a comment on the site or write to me at echo@popupchinese.com.
We hope to hear from you.
Right.
From Beijing, I'm Brendan.
我是 Echo.
Have fun.
下次见。